Now on Colorado's Morning News, the tech world was turned upside down yesterday, or potentially right side up, if you will, depending on who you ask. This after the world's wealthiest man, Elon Musk, purchased over 9% of Twitter stock and just got a seat on the board of that company.
That just happened minutes ago, and the move sent shockwaves through the tech market and the public sphere. What does it mean for the long term? Nobody knows. For now, Twitter saw a nice boost in price. Here to talk about it and so much more, president of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning.
How monumental was this move by Elon Musk?
I think it was pretty gutsy. I liked it. It certainly sent a message about his confidence in a company that a lot of people have kind of been backing away from. When we look at the people like the Warren Buffetts of the world, they're backtracking from a lot of the what we would call tech stocks, and they're not as thrilled as they have been in years past. So to see this type of a move, again, it sends the obvious message. And I think for a lot of people that play follow the leader, which can be dangerous, by the way, that's something that is causing some people to rethink some of their positions.
Speaking of rethinking, Jay, how much of this, and I'm asking you to be in Elon's head, how much of this is the ultimate troll, though? You know, he's been at arms or at battle a little bit with Twitter, and he says, you know what, I'm going to buy into this and see if I can maybe transform change. How much of it is, besides being a purchase for investment, it's about an emotional, if you want to say, tap or pushback?
I think that is a perfect analogy, Marty, because what happens is many times we allow that emotion to dictate and maybe override some of our good-natured thought process as far as what the logical best move would happen to be. And like any investor, when you allow that emotion to creep in, you make decisions, you make purchases, you may sell long before you should, and much more than you should. And that's why something like this, we're going to have to wait a little bit of time to see what kind of move it is. But if it was more emotional than logical, it could be a move that he ends up regretting.
And, you know, at the same time, Jay, is this maybe a move getting him on the Twitter board, almost defensive on the board's part, because it limits his stock ownership while he's on the board to just under 15%. So that can handcuff him a little bit.
It can be. But again, having a voice at the table for some people is going to be enough if you have the opportunity to sway the opinions of various people. And, of course, I've never met Mr. Musk and never been around some people that have been around him, so I don't know his personality type. But many people that are at that stage as far as success, many times they think that they have the ability to help sway the opinion of various people. And the thought is, if I've got a voice at the table, I'll have the opportunity to do so and at least have a contributing voice as far as what the direction of the company is going to be. But the bottom line is, how effective is that going to be? And I remember when Warren Buffett, I think, made an emotional decision to buy airline stocks as we were starting to go into the pandemic. And he ended up selling them quickly at a considerable loss because of, you know, at the time, I think a very emotional decision on his part. So I don't care if you're Warren Buffett, if you're Elon Musk or anyone else, we all fight that emotional tendency. And anytime you have emotion driving the car when you're talking about buying or selling stocks, it's a bad thing. And I'm not suggesting this is purely an emotional move on his part, but I think it had to play a part. And when that happens, you really have to question what the success of that kind of move is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Some are hoping with him on the board, they'll allow former President Trump back on Twitter. We'll see if that happens. Hey, shifting gears in the moments we have left, have we seen less volatility this week comparatively, and what's going on?
We have. In fact, it's causing a lot of people, April, to say, okay, we had our drop, recovery, things are going better now, let's go. But the problem is, and it continues to be an issue for me, is Russia. If Russia is to launch any sort of a chemical attack, even a minor one, it's going to send ripples through the European stock market, and it's going to affect us here. That's why I'm very, very cautious when people say, Jay, it's now the time to jump into this, or that. Because if that happens, I mean, we could see another round of volatility that make this last one look pale in comparison. So be very, very careful if you have cash on the sidelines and you're looking at moving it in, because to me, there's still a lot of volatility and unanswered questions and concerns with regards to what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, because we cannot trust the Putin, because he can do anything at any time, and that could have an impact on our markets.
His website is daytradefund.com. It's Jay Ratliff. Thank you, Jay.
My pleasure.